Hi, and welcome to the Gist with Naya podcast. I am your host, Naya, and this is a new week. It's a new week of great possibilities. It's a new week to keep up with the NSARS movement. It's a new week to take the right decisions. It's a new week to get answers to our unanswered questions. It's a new week for you to take the right decisions. It's a new week for you to speak up. It's a new week for you to defend what is yours and what is right. So I want to use this opportunity to say to you that you're strong, you're smart, you're wise, and you shouldn't for any reason lose your voice. You know, you shouldn't for any reason be put down by whatever is happening around you. Last week has been a very, very traumatizing week, but you know, we thank God for helping us. We thank God that we're still standing. And to our fallen heroes, to those who are injured, my heart goes out to each and every one of you, the injured, and to the fallen heroes, my heart goes out to every family who has lost somebody in the NSARS movement, in the Lekki massacre. Man, this is outrageous, but I pray that God will grant you the fortitude to bear the loss. And also I pray that God will give you speedy recovery to everyone who was injured in the NSARS movement. Also, my heart goes out to every business owner out there who probably lost something, lost their goods, lost their shops, their houses, their everything to the looting that has been happening, not just in Lagos, but in certain other states. My heart goes out to you, and I pray that God would provide again for you to set up once again. I pray that God will give you strength, He will give you grace in this season and in this period, because it is not a good time. But we thank God for life, we thank God for everything, and I just pray that God will give you the heart to bear it and also provide for you to keep up with the good work that you've always been doing. Also, I want to say thank you to everyone who takes our time to listen to the Gist with Naya podcast, who takes our time to recommend the podcast, to like, to drop a review, and just say something. And also to those of you who have, you know, taken our time to support the NSARS movement from your various countries, thank you so much for all you do. Thank you very, very much. If this is your first time listening to the Gist with Naya podcast, I want to say a big welcome to you. And I hope that you keep listening. I hope that you enjoy every episode that is being released on the Gist with Naya podcast. And I hope you also share and recommend this podcast to other people as well. So thank you very, very much for taking our time to listen to the Gist with Naya podcast. Now, this is one thing I want to say, and I know that the people who are looting, the people who are doing, you know, some crazy stuff out there might not be listening to this podcast, but I want to use this platform to urge every one of us who probably has like the influence or who's sociable or, you know, wherever you find yourself, please do well to sensitize the people around you. That's like the biggest thing we need right now. We need all hands on deck. We need everybody. We need everybody's participation in what we're doing. And if we have people who still who don't know better, and they keep doing these things to hurt us, I mean, you're not supposed to be fighting yourselves. You're supposed to be, you know, channeling that energy to the right place, which is the bad governance in Nigeria. And if you still deem it fit to loot your own brother or sister and cause them pain and cause them so much headache and cause them so much trauma, I feel like that is outrightly very, very wrong. And so for us who have the opportunity, wherever you find yourself, please just try to sensitize these people who don't know better. And I'm not judging anybody. I'm not going to judge anybody. And I don't think we have to judge anybody right now, because what we need right now is oneness. We need unity. And so we can't afford to judge anybody, you know. So that's why I'm saying that those who don't know better. So I'm saying, wherever you find yourself, just be a person of influence, you know, to say the right things to them and let them understand certain things and why what they're doing is absolutely wrong and shouldn't be done. You cannot fight anything with violence, you know. So, and we've seen it over time, all through the peaceful protests. We saw what peace did, you know. And so we need to do better than just letting these people do all these kind of things to their own brothers and sisters. So yeah, today on the Gist with Naya podcast, we're going to be talking about what to do if you're arrested in Nigeria. Now, I was going through the internet and I was going through social media and I saw a post about some people, you know, some other people, not just one person. Some people said, oh, these SARS people have really not been disbanded. They're still on the road and it seems like they're back with full force and stuff like that. And, you know, they were just wanting other people to be careful and just know the routes that they're taking because of these people and stuff like that. And so I feel like this is why we're not going to keep silent. This is why we're going to keep speaking, because you can't tell us that SARS has been disbanded and then they're still on the road. And this time around, they're more brutal than we have seen. This is not what we want. And so we're going to keep speaking. We're going to keep using our platforms. We're going to keep moving, because now it's an international thing. The whole world is watching and we cannot afford to back down. When we're raising the awareness in other places and people are rising, we can't afford to back down. So today we're going to be talking about what to do if you are arrested in Nigeria. And like I clearly said in the previous episodes, I said something, I made reference to these things. Now, they are gotten from the Nigerian constitution and they're also gotten from Law Padi. So yeah, first of all, you may want to ask when someone can be arrested. Now, you can be arrested if you're suspected of committing a crime as a result of complaint. You can be arrested if you're suspected of committing a crime upon investigation by the police. And you can also be arrested during or immediately after the commission of a crime. So I know a lot of people know that, okay, the police can arrest me, but there are some other people who can arrest you. So aside the police, the EFCC can also make an arrest. That's the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission can also make an arrest. NDLEA can also make an arrest, the National Drug Law Enforcement Agency. And then you can also be arrested for by private individuals for certain cases. Yeah. So now here's what to do if you are arrested in Nigeria. Now, the first thing is don't try to resist the arrest. The second thing is know why you're being arrested. We are in an era where you have to question everything. People have to be accountable. We've been saying it, and this is time to take action. We can't just be saying it. We need to start taking action. So know why you're being arrested. Number three, if the arresting officer is not wearing a uniform, ask the person to identify themselves, because there are so many people disguising here and there. And so you need to know. You know, you need to ask this person to identify themselves. Number four, if you are not arrested while committing the crime, ask for the arrest warrant. Now, you may say, oh, these things don't happen in Nigeria. Who even has time to show you an arrest warrant? Who even has time to listen to you? But this is a time where we need to set things straight. I don't know why someone would go to a police academy or someone would go through training and still come out and deviate, you know. So we need to set things straight. If they're being schooled and they don't want to take it, then the citizens need to know their rights. You need to let people know their rights and know, hey, you don't have to be scared because this is your right. You know, we need to start speaking up for the right things. And I'm really, really grateful for this movement that we have, because it's an eye opener and it's really making people know this is what should be done and not this. Now, number five, any arrest carried out without a warrant is illegal and you can sue for it because it is illegal. Number six, ask the arresting officer what station you're being taken to. Now, this brings me again to what people will think and say, nobody has time to answer you. But we've been seeing videos online. We've been talking about it online, saying, oh, this is a time where when you see your brother being harassed by the men in uniform, we should speak up for it. We should all stand up and fight for it and make sure that they don't take that person away. Well, we don't just have to say it. We have to see it happen. We have to see action. And so I just really hope that you don't pass somebody by and say, no, consign me. Maybe they no go shoot me. I don't want this one. I don't want that one. You need to stand up for your brother. Because truthfully, some people don't have the liver to actually stand these people. And sometimes they're just unfortunate people and victims of circumstance. But if you have the voice, why don't you speak for them? So yeah, there's some people who don't actually have the liver to do it, and they would just be so scared, they just have to oblige. But when you're there, 2, 3, 4 people talking about it and saying, hey, why are you taking this person away? What did this person do? Why do you want to arrest this person? Why do you want to take this person away? I feel like it will reduce certain things, because they know that people are a lot. Now, number 7, on arrival to the station, contact your family, friends, and lawyer to inform them on the situation and where you're being detained. Number 8, when asked to take your statement, you do not have to give a statement, as you have a right to silence. But you can choose to waive this right. You have a right to silence. If you don't want to write a statement, you have a right. But if you want to, then you can waive it. Number 9, you can write your statement yourself and sign it, or you may have the officer take it down for you. But make sure you read it before signing it, if the officer takes it down for you. Now, if you feel that your right to personal liberty or that of someone you know has been violated, please contact your lawyer immediately. Please, please, please contact your lawyer immediately. If you don't have a lawyer, come on, find a lawyer, okay? We have people like FK Abudu, we have Chivius on Twitter. Just make sure you're telling somebody, make sure you're saying something to somebody. We need to set these people straight. We cannot keep being afraid of the people who are paid by us to protect us. So we need to start doing the right things. Thank you so much for this, for listening to this episode. On the next episode, we're going to be talking about how to file a complaint. Who do you send it to? How do you write it? How do you go about it? What email? What number? You would know everything in the next episode. So please stay tuned to this podcast for the next episode on how to file a complaint when you're being arrested, or you're being harassed, or your human rights is being violated in one way or the other. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this particular episode. I really do appreciate you. Can listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Anchor, on Breaker. You can listen to it on any podcast listening platform whatsoever. And you can join the conversation on social media at The Gist with Naya on Instagram, at The Gist with Naya on Twitter, and The Gist with Naya on Facebook. You can also send an email to thegistwithnaya@gmail.com. Let's know what you know. Let's hear what you've got to say. You know, we're all learning every day, and we all want a new Nigeria and a better Nigeria. So, bye-bye.